During Jesus' ministry on earth, he spent much time instructing his followers by way of teaching and explaining how we can change our attitudes through the wonderful parables that he told. But restoring Bartimaeus' eyesight was direct action, no explanation needed. However, let's look at the behaviour of those involved in the event. Firstly, Jesus' loyal followers. When Bartimaeus realised who was coming his way, he called out to Jesus. His followers' automatic response was to protect Jesus from being pestered by a beggar, thus forgetting what his ministry was all about. Knowing that Jesus would heal him if he wanted to, Bartimaeus persisted. Secondly, Jesus himself, clearly he was aware of what was going on and told his disciples to tell Bartimaeus to come to him, a pointed reminder to them that this is what his ministry is all about. Thirdly, Bartimaeus himself, despite being strongly dissuaded by the disciples, he knew that Jesus would do it. I guess this is faith. But the great bit was to come. Having been brought to meet Jesus, Jesus asked him what he wanted to do. "My teacher, let me see again," was Bartimaeus' response. When Jesus replied, "Go, your faith has made you well," and immediately he could see, he chose not to go his own way, but joined the ranks of Jesus' followers. It's a passage in Mark's Gospel which we all love to read and hear again and again for the sheer joy of the story. But what should we draw from it? To me, it reminds me of one of Jesus' teachings. When we help someone who is in trouble or disabled or sick, he said that effectively we were doing it to him. I guess this is all about humility and love. Let's get behind all the projects at St Martin's to support those who are doing it tough. And remember that this is the sort of thing that is a direct gift to our Lord.
Thank you, Peter. One of the blessings that I get here is when we have our gathering service, how the people share what the scriptures mean to them. It shows me the richness of their faith in God and how they see God working not only in them but in all of us as well. And it's a real joy to see that and experience that.